Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A kneecap, the band, has come in for some praise and also some criticism following its performance at the Coachella Music Festival in California last weekend. The hip-hop trio from Belfast projected pro-Palestine and anti-Israel messages onto screens on stage during its performance. Some commentary online has called for their working visas to be revoked as a result. We were joined on the line now by kneecap's manager, Daniel Lambert. And Daniel, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us on the programme this evening.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Can you tell me what has been the reaction to the performance and to the messages that you portrayed?
A beautiful reaction has been the hundreds of young Americans who came up to us at Coachella to the lads to say that they had said something that wasn't being said in America and that these kids believed in. And that was said to us by young girls, young boys, people in their 20s, 30s. And so many people came up to say that thank you for saying what is right, what is just, and something that sadly isn't said enough.
And I know some people were also offended. Can you understand why some people were offended?
I think that once you move into that space, you're buying into moral hysteria. You know, the real issue here is that somewhere between 50 and 100,000 people have been murdered. 20,000 of them are children. And, you know, if somebody is offended by what were factual images and what was said on the screens, and I'm happy to tell you what was said on the screens, is that Israel is committing a genocide against the people of Palestine. Ireland supports the case that South Africa's taken, so Ireland supports that position. The second thing that was said on the screens was that this genocide has been armed and enabled by the US government. And I don't think that anybody could deny that. So, you know, if somebody's hurt by the truth, that's something for them to be hurt by, but it's really important to speak truth. And thankfully, the lads are not afraid to do that.
Just on the point of genocide, the current legal position is that the International Court of Justice judges have concluded that some of the acts that South Africa have alleged in their case, if proven, would fall under the United Nations Convention on Genocide. Just in terms of the anti-Israel messages that you posted, we have, Daniel, spoken to many people from Israel on this programme who are opposed to what the Israeli government is doing, like Alon Lee Green, who's a high-profile protester in Israel, or Gideon Levy, who's a high-profile columnist, relatives of hostages. There are regular protests in Israel now from some members of the population to stop the war. Are you painting everyone in Israel with the same brush, or do you run that risk?
Absolutely not. No, I think when you refer to Israel in messaging as we did, that you're referring to the Israeli government, it's impossible to name all of the people, to so many of Israeli government ministers. I think too, like you've mentioned there in terms of the case, Euromed have said yesterday, and I'll just read this out for you, Israeli forces have deliberately targeted 37 aid distribution centres and 28 food banks as part of a systematic and deliberate policy to starve civilians. Now, how we're not leading with that as the topic of discussion rather than the opinions of individuals who felt hurt by factual information is just something that I can't understand.
Okay, and you will know, Daniel, that Israel will deny that they are deliberately starving individuals, but I take the point that what Euromed has said. Kneecap posted this morning about the, and I'll quote, hundreds of Zionist threats that they've received, mixed in with what they say are thousands of well wishes. Can you tell me what sort of threats has the band received?
It'd be too severe to tell you on this call and on radio at this time of day, to be honest. As you could probably imagine the types of things yourself. But I do think even when you've said there a minute ago, like, you know, the UN Special Rapporteur has spoken, RTE, we consistently bring this back to the opinion of the Israeli government. Time and time again, the statements of the Israeli government have been proven to be lies. Most recently, the execution of 15 medical workers and the burying of them and their ambulances in a shallow grave. It was all lies. And once the information and the video came out, they changed the story. The murder of Shireen, the journalist, the Washington Post, a comprehensive investigation showed she was deliberately targeted by the IDF. At what point here do we stop amplifying messages that are consistently proven to be incomplete and inaccurate? When do we do that?
Can I ask you, just when you say the threats are too severe that you've received, have they included death threats that the band has received?
They have, yeah.
Yeah. And are they detailed, or are any of them anything that the band is worried about? I mean, to the point that you'd need to notify Gardaí?
I think that to the band's massive credit, there's three working class young people here who've built a career for themselves on the basis of the Irish language and music and culture and identity. And they have the bravery and the conviction, especially given where they've come from in the post-conflict society, to stand up for what's right. And are willing to do that despite the fact that it may harm their career, despite the fact that it may harm their income. And they should be praised, massively for that. It's an extremely strong position for young people to take, especially young people from a working class background.
Yeah, and on that point about whether it could harm the band's career, I see Nika posting today that you've sold out lots of upcoming performances. So on that side, it doesn't seem to have caused you any harm. But some of the performances are, for example, in Boston. And you'll have seen Sharon Osbourne calling for your US visas to be revoked. The Trump administration, we know from the last couple of months, cracking down really hard on anyone who's expressing pro-Palestine views. Do you have any concern you'll have any trouble getting into the US or that your US visas might be revoked?
But again, like we're talking about, like the opinion of Sharon Osbourne, like, and again, it was said by Ms. Albanese on your program or on a similar program. Why aren't we talking about the opinion of someone like Omar Bartov, who's an Israeli-American genocide expert who concludes that Israel's committing genocide? Why should we care what Sharon Osbourne thinks? I certainly don't.
No, sorry, it's not really about whether she's right or wrong. I'm just wondering whether you have concerns about getting into the US in future, and aside from Sharon altogether, or Sharon Osbourne altogether, what the Trump administration, you know, they've sent out a very clear message about where they stand on this, and they've done that with their actions on pro-Palestine protesters in the US. So, like, have you had any indication at all that there may be problems? Are you concerned there may be problems getting back into the US?
Our concern is for the well-being of Palestinian kids and the tens of thousands of Palestinians and millions of Palestinians who now have no home and are being bombed daily. That's where people's concern should lie.
Can I ask you finally, Daniel, I know you said you've had a lot of very, very positive messages, but and there have also been criticisms and some of the charges that have been made against NECAP since the performance, that the band posted solidarity with Palestine the day after the October 7th attacks. People have been critical of that, and also that you've promoted both Hamas and Hezbollah. Hamas, of course, in its charter talks about the annihilation of Jews. I wanted to know, did you want to respond to those charges?
Now, again, we've openly had Israeli government ministers talk about starving a population, cutting food, cutting water. Like, these are the issues that we should be discussing and not other people's opinions. Like, and, you know, we constantly say October 7th. The Palestinians have been under a brutal occupation for 77 years. The Office of the UN High Commissioner said last week that since the creation of the State of Israel, violations of international law and a lack of accountability have been the norm rather than the exception. That we can somehow frame things in a narrow window is, again, nonsensical. These are issues the Palestinians have faced for decades, and Ireland has an obligation to prevent these measures. And us, along with all of our EU counterparts and the rest of the world, are doing nothing.
We'll leave it there for the moment, Daniel. And thank you for joining us on the programme this evening. That is Daniel Lambert, NECAP's manager.